This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. Because of uncertainty over the coronavirus, Massachusetts lawmakers have punted for months on a full-year budget. But this week, even as cases rise, the state budget process resumes. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
More than 3 months after the Massachusetts fiscal year has started, the state is getting by on stopgap budgets. But this is a big week for budget writers. Tell us what's on tap.
It is. Well, for the first time since April, budget writers from both the House, the Senate, and the Baker administration are going to get together to hear again from economists. They gathered a group of economists, fiscal experts, back in April when the pandemic was just starting, try to get a sense of what they might be in store for. And at that time, there were some pretty dire warnings, expectations that revenues could plummet anywhere from $6 billion to $8 billion. The worst of those projections ended up not coming true, in part because of the federal relief that came, in part because of the unemployment enhanced benefits that have been paid out that have supplemented people's incomes, and the ability of the state to get some of its economy back up and running. So some of those same people will be back trying to give lawmakers a sense of what now to expect. Of course, there's still uncertainty. The possibility of a fall surge in the virus remains, which could upend any projections. They are still hoping to get federal relief from Washington, another round that is subject to talks between the Speaker and the Trump administration. But lawmakers are trying now to get back on that horse, trying to wrap their heads around what the economic future of the state is going to look like for the next 8 months and produce a budget potentially by the end of this calendar year.
And speaking of the virus, starting today, some communities can move into the next step of reopening, expanding capacity to 250 people for indoor performance venues. Also, roller rinks and laser tag can start up again, but not in cities with higher rates of recent infections, which includes Boston, Worcester, and Springfield. This comes as hospitalizations, test rate, and positive cases are trending upwards in Massachusetts. Matt, is the Baker administration confident in this move?
They are, even though you're right. 2 more days this past weekend of new cases reported, north of 600 a day. But the Baker administration believes that the science and the evidence in other states support targeted reopening, that these can be done safely in communities where there is a little to no spread of the virus. That is what the administration has been aiming for when they started producing these maps, these color-coded town-by-town maps based on the virus's spread. And they think that if a community has limited the virus if present or spreading in the community, they should go ahead and open and try these things safely. They think a controlled environment is better than just telling everybody to stay inside, which we've seen people are getting a little reluctant to do, or just telling them to go out and live their lives freely. So we shall see. Certainly the case numbers are concerning in recent days and weeks, but the administration likes to look at trends, not these snapshots. So I think they want to give it at least a couple weeks now.
Matt, obviously the big national story over the weekend and this morning has been President Trump's treatment for COVID-19 and the impact on the presidential campaign. Do you hear any talk from Massachusetts politicians about the risks of campaigning in these final weeks before the election, or is it just full steam ahead?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll see. Certainly this news is fresh. I'm sure a lot of campaigns took the weekend. We did, for one, see Senator Ed Markey announced over the weekend that he had been tested for COVID-19. He tested negative. He said he would continue to be tested and release those results publicly when they happen. And that was in anticipation of his first and only debate against Republican Kevin O'Connor. So you are seeing some of the campaigns take steps like that.
Matt Murphy is a reporter and associate editor with the State House News Service in Boston. As always, Matt, thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and to others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media. Thank you.